Sunday. Romans chapter 4. Let's go to God's Word together. I know this passage will be a blessing to you. God looking back and teaching us a lesson from the life of Abraham and his calling. And so we'll start there in verse 18 of Romans chapter 4, where the Bible says, "Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." So I'm going to take my title there from verse 20, strong in faith. Strong in faith. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you for the privilege to be here this morning. And Lord, may each one of us now push aside any distractions, open our hearts, and focus on hearing from you and allowing the Holy Spirit to apply the Word of God to our lives to change us. Lord, to convict us, to meet needs, to comfort, whatever it might be. We pray you would use your word today in our lives, that we would leave changed by its power and praising you. We give you the service. We love you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So this passage records for us the great faith that Abraham had when he trusted the Lord. And as we saw in our Sunday school class this morning, God didn't mention the little time there where Abraham doubted and kind of took things into his own hands, and we ended up with Ishmael. We know that story. But when God looks on our lives, he doesn't see sin either because of Jesus Christ. But we can learn a lot about faith from this passage this morning, because it says there in verse 20 that he was strong in faith. And so I want us to understand what made the difference. What made Abraham's faith strong? Because obviously we want our faith to be strong. And so let's walk through this passage and understand the parts of Abraham's trust in God that made his faith strong. And we see, first of all, in verse 18, it says, "Against hope, believed in hope." Now, I don't know about you, but I've had plenty of times in my Christian life where there were things that I was praying for that seemed impossible. And those are the times when God shines through. Because with God, all things are possible. Amen. That's what the Bible says. But it's those times when against hope, we believe in hope. As it says there, he believed no matter what. We need to learn that if we're going to be strong in faith, we need to trust that our God can do anything. That we serve a God that is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, and that when we bring our prayer requests to him, there really isn't little versus big with God, is there? Because there's no such thing as big, because it's for with God, it's nothing. It's our doubt that causes the problem. And so Abraham here, it says, against hope, believed in hope. He's referring specifically to the fact that he was 100 years old. His wife was 90 years old. They were past childbearing age. And yet God said, "I'm going to give you a son." So it looked hopeless when God made that promise. But against hope, he believed in hope. Even though everything said it's impossible, he believed. If you would look at Mark 9, I want to show you an example in the New Testament where Jesus says the same thing to a man that was begging Jesus to heal his child of a horrible illness. Here in Mark chapter 9 in the New Testament, look at verse 23. After the man asked for help with the situation, verse 23, Jesus saith unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said, with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." With tears. He cried out with tears. He's crying and saying, "Lord, I believe, but there's some unbelief." And the Bible says, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, and so much that he said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. If thou believe. That's what Jesus said. If you believe. Jesus is God. Jesus can do anything. Jesus can heal the child. It said, just believe. And we see firstly this morning, Abraham's faith was strong because he believed God no matter what. And we need to believe God no matter what. We trusted God for our eternal destiny. We trusted Him to save us from hell and take us to heaven when we die. We need to trust Him for everything. We need to trust Him for those things that seem like there's no hope. And that's exactly what one of the things that made his faith strong. Secondly, back to our passage, Romans 4, we see in verse 19, it says, being not weak in faith. So that's the contrast to being strong in faith. It says he wasn't weak in faith. It says he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Here God is referring specifically to the circumstances that surrounded this promise. Abraham did not let the circumstances sway him. So many times that we let our lives be run by circumstances, do we not? When things are good, things are good. When our circumstances are the way we like them, then we're happy and we feel closer to God and everything's wonderful. But when our circumstances aren't what we want, then we're down and we're frustrated and we feel like we're not close to God. It shouldn't be like that. Circumstances are circumstances, and they're going to happen the way they happen, and they're not always going to be what we want. Sometimes there's going to be trials and temptations and attacks even. But he didn't let the circumstances stop him from trusting God. And we need to be the same. Remember when Jesus came walking on the sea and the disciples were rowing across the lake and the storm came up and they said, you know, help us, we're going to perish. And what did Jesus say? O ye of little faith. Why? Because Jesus was standing there. That's why. And Jesus controls everything. He's in charge. He's the creator. And so for them to say, Lord, we perish, was silly. If Jesus is with them, they're not going to perish. Unless it's God's will at that time. But the point is that he didn't let the circumstances, what was happening in life around him, sway him from just trusting that with God all things are possible. And they are. Luke 18:27 says all things are possible with God. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. You cannot please God without faith. God says so in his word. So let's not let the circumstances sway us from trusting God. You know, the Bible says, 1 John 5, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And 1 John 5:14, what a great truth. And it says in verse 15, and we know that if He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we receive it. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. We should know, not wonder, but know that our God will answer His promises. He will answer our prayers independent of the circumstances. And that's the second thing that made his faith strong. The third thing in verse 20 of Romans 4, it says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. And so not only did he believe God no matter what, not only did he not let the circumstances sway him, but this is one of the keys. He didn't doubt. And nothing limits God's power in our lives more than doubt. That's a fact of Scripture. God uses the word unbelief. We cannot doubt. We cannot stagger at God's promises. Go to James chapter 1 and we'll see where God explains this to us. That doubting limits. It doesn't limit God. God can do anything, but it limits what God's going to do in our lives. Because when we doubt God, essentially that's blasphemous when you think about it. Because we're saying that God's not able, which is an affront to His person and His power. Notice James chapter 1, verse 6. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See what it said? Let not that man think that he shall receive anything. Nothing limits answered prayer like doubt. Or as it says, wavering, or being double-minded. We cannot doubt God. Go to 1 Timothy 2, verse 8. We'll see it again. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. We looked at this a couple of Sundays ago. The Bible says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. We cannot doubt God. That's being weak in faith, as we read. And so Abraham's faith, if you go to Hebrews 11, God actually talks more about Abraham's faith. Abraham, as we're reading, was strong in faith. He believed God no matter what, hope against hope. He did not allow the circumstances to sway him from believing in God, and he didn't doubt. Because doubting limits what God's going to do in our lives. Notice Hebrews 11, verse 17. The Bible says, By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Now this is a second event in Abraham's life. The one we're talking about in Romans 4 is when God promised they would have a child. Now he's a teenager, and God tests him. But in the midst of that testing, notice the Bible says he received the promise and he went forward and trusted God. Look on up in verse 8 of Hebrews 11 while you're there. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Abraham was strong in faith because Abraham not only didn't doubt God despite the circumstances, but Abraham went forward by faith. Did you notice the action verbs in those two verses, 8 and 9? Verse 8, By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive inheritance, obeyed. He did something. Verse 9, it says, by faith he sojourned, or he settled in a certain place. He actually went forward and said, God's going to do this. God's made this promise. I'm going to believe Him. And he put feet to his faith. He was strong in faith. You know, doubting will limit what God can do in our lives, but faith. You know, when the Bible talks about the armor of God in Hebrews chapter 6, it says, above all, taking what? The shield of faith. Above all. That's a pretty powerful statement for something that's listing a whole bunch of armor when it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Nothing like faith can quench the fiery darts of Satan. And so we see that Abraham was strong in faith. Number one, in verse 18, because he believed God no matter what. Number two, in verse 19, because he didn't let the physical circumstances sway him. And number three, he didn't doubt. It says he staggered not at the promises. Let's look at number four in verse 20. It says, giving glory to God. When we pray, and when we ask God for something and we'll use the word big because in our lives it's big. God says, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. He doesn't say, open thy mouth small. Don't be afraid to ask big. But when we do ask big, do you know that that brings glory to God? Just like when we doubt God, it doesn't bring glory to God. When we do trust God for big things in our lives, what we're saying is, my God is great. My God is powerful. My God can do anything. I know this because He tells me so in His Word. It brings Him glory when we ask big. And that's what it says, giving glory to God. Nothing brings glory to God than to trust that God is all-powerful. And that's one of the ways that we show Him how glorious He is when we come to Him without doubt, despite the circumstances, despite what we see around us, no matter how impossible it seems, when we come to God and say, Lord, I know You can do this, that brings Him glory. And doesn't the Bible say, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all the glory of God? One of the things we can do to the glory of God is to pray and trust God that He can do anything. That brings glory to God. Just like Abraham, it says he was giving glory to God. Because, you know, if you're not careful as a Christian, this is another area where the devil sometimes can get Christians into trouble. When they start thinking, wow, God answered my prayer. I must be a pretty good Christian. Now we just stole that glory that's all due to God and took some of it for ourselves. And God said, I'll give my glory to no one else. In Isaiah, He says, I'm not sharing my glory. And if God answers a prayer in our lives, it's because He's great. Amen? Not because we're great. And you got to be careful if you're always going around saying, God answered my prayer. Look what God did for me. It's not about us. It's about Him. You know, the Bible says, who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst receive? And if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? We have no place to glory about anything, about any gift that we have, any ability that we may have, any possessions we may have, and any prayers that God answers in our lives. We need to be careful. He gets the glory, and only Him. And if we can't word it properly, then just don't tell anybody. Just praise Him in your prayer closet. Amen. But God is a great God. And Abraham believed Him. And so let's look at this last reason, verse 21. Why Abraham's faith was strong. Romans 4:21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Fully persuaded that God is able. That's strong in faith. Being fully persuaded. Go back to Hebrews 11 again, where we're looking at the faith chapter. And so, number one, he was strong in faith because he believed God no matter what. Number two, he was strong in faith because he didn't let the circumstances sway him from trusting God. Number three, he was strong in faith because he didn't doubt with any unbelief. And then lastly, he believed that God is able. He was fully persuaded that he was able. Look at Hebrews 11. Look at verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them. There's that word persuaded again. Talking about people that died with, they had promises, but they hadn't been completely fulfilled yet. They knew they would be in the future. For example, we believe we're going to heaven. We haven't received that yet, but we believe it's true. Being fully persuaded that God's going to keep His promises. Look at verse 19 of Hebrews 11. Accounting that God was able to raise him up. There it is. Believing that God is able. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. As we sing in the Sunday school song. So if you go to Matthew chapter 9, Jesus pointed this out. With the blind men that asked for healing. And I like the way he worded it because it ties in so perfectly here with what we're talking about, being fully persuaded that God is able. Notice here in Matthew 9, verse 27, it says, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them," look what he says, "Believe ye that I am able?" You see what he's saying? Do you believe that I'm able? Do you believe that I have the power to do this? And that's what Abraham, he believed that God has the power, that he's able. And so Jesus said, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" They say unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes and saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." So he's equating faith with believing in the amazing ability of God. "Do you believe I'm able? According to your faith." The Bible says he was being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able. Remember when the three Hebrews were about to be thrown into the fiery furnace in Daniel? They said in Daniel chapter 3, "We believe that God is able to deliver us." That he's able. Now they went on to say, "But if not," in other words, if it's not his will to deliver us in this particular time from this particular fire, we're still not going to bow down. We're just going to die and go to heaven. But we believe. There's no problem about the ability of our God. We don't know it's necessarily his will to preserve us from this fire, but we know he's able. And that's the key. Abraham was strong in faith because he believed that God is able to do anything. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think." He's able. Does that mean God's going to answer every single prayer we ask, no matter how big? No, because it might not be according to his will. We might be living in sin and not dealing with sin. If God gave us everything we asked for, we'd be in serious trouble. And he knows that. He's a good father. He's going to give us what's good for us. You know, because a lot of times when we're not right with God and we're not in tune with God's will, we start asking for things we really shouldn't have because they're bad for us. And like James said, "You ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lusts." So no, God is not a vending machine. It doesn't work like that. But does that mean he's not able? No. That's the difference. God's able. And Abraham believed God is able to work this miracle in my life. And God did work the miracle. Is he going to work every single miracle we ask for? No. But is he able? Yes. And that's the key. So Abraham was strong in faith. As we see here in Romans chapter 4, he believed God no matter what. He believed God despite the circumstances. He didn't doubt. Nothing limits God's power in our lives like doubt. And then we see fourthly here that he believed, as it says there in verse 20, fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. So believing that God can do anything isn't the same as believing that God will answer every single prayer in my life. They're not the same thing. One is about the ability of God, and one is about God's will in our particular situation. And we're not always in tune with God's will. As we read in 1 John 5, as we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Well, we're selfish and self-centered. Sometimes we don't always ask for the right things. But we should never doubt God's ability. And so as we see here, Abraham was strong in faith. This is what God wants from each of us. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's go forward and trust that our God is able to do anything, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation looks like. We should never doubt that our God can do anything. And let's be strong in faith. Let's pray.